Shalom Aleichem. I'm going to attempt to be brief because it's late. It's Erev Shabbos. Usually finished this last night. Usually I would have finished it by last night. But events just prevented that from taking place. All the credit this year goes to my wife. She should refuah shleima. Leah Rifka Bas Nari. She has a terrible virus, but she insisted that I take care of the shear before I did any of the other chores I usually do before, in the house and shops, and really I should be picking up for her and helping her more in the kitchen aside from whatever else I try to do on Erev Shabbos. But she insists I do it, and it's really to her credit. So again, this is a very deep topic. The truth is it really involves Sifrei Torah, secrets of the Torah. I know nothing of that. I tried to make it as close as possible to the Pshat, using Chazal and the Mefarshim. Once again, I'll try to be brief, and you should take a look at the Maromakomos. I think you'll get a lot out of it if you invest the time into it. Basically, we have this parsha is the parsha of the Chet HaEgel. We know, of course, it's also parsha of Tara, and it's parsha's Para that the Para Duma is Chazal Breget is part of the Kapara for the Chet HaEgel. Chet HaEgel, the Jewish people thought they could be smarter than they should be. They thought they could manipulate their situation. They thought they could take charge of their situation. In Parah Duma, we retract. We accept that there are things that are chukim from Hashem that we don't necessarily understand exactly how they work. This is really a tremendous contrast for the approach that, of course, we understand everything. There's no mitzvah to understand, say you understand nothing, but it's foolish to say you understand everything. And we live between the balance of those two ideas. We struggle to understand as much as we can, and we can understand quite a bit, given our limited abilities. But what we do understand compared to what we don't understand is less than, I don't know, less than an angstrom next to a light year. Okay, so let's take a look. The Jewish people, let's just set the background here. The Jewish people have been have sinned with Chet HaEgel. And in the aftermath, there takes place one conversation, but with different aspects to it between Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem. Let's just look at some of the psukim. Again, they're not all in order. I mean, I don't have all the psukim in here, but just a few of them. Va'atayim no matzal sichin be'enecha, if I found grace in your eyes, hodi'in yino es drachecha, teach me your ways, ve'idacha, so that I should know you, l'man imtzal chen be'enecha, so that I could find favor in your eyes, u're'ei ki amcha ha'goy hazeh, and we should see that, what do you call it, that the Jewish people will be your people, your chosen people forever, and not exchangeable even were you to make a new nation out of me, etc. I'm not going to belabor the point, but that's it. Just to try to deal with the little difficulty in what this statement means, we're a ki am kol goy hazeh. The goal is that Moshe Rabbeinu wants to know the pathways of Hashem, and he somehow combines that with the idea that the Jewish people shall always be the chosen people. Skip a few psukim. Vayomer Hashem u'Moshe gamas ha'davar asher dibarta se, right, that which you have spoken, I will do. Kiet matzasachin be'inai ve'edoch b'shem, and I, you have found favor in my eyes, and I will cause myself to be known to you b'shem. Fine. Vayomer, right, vayomar harini na eskvodecha. Now Moshe Rabbeinu adds a new request. Please show me your cover. Vayomer ani avir kol tuvi al panecha lekrasi b'shem Hashem l'fanecha. I will cause all of my goodness to pass before you. I will call out in the name of Hashem, right? And I will show favor to the one that I wish to show favor to. I will show mercy to the one that I wish to show mercy to. Vayomer, and Hashem continues, Lo suchal l'ros es panai ki lo yirani adam v'chai. But you cannot see my face, ki lo yirani adam v'chai. One cannot see kov yochel, the face of Hashem. Obviously, this is an anthropomorphism when we're talking about panai. Hashem doesn't have the face, right? But obviously, this deeper, what do you call it, the level of clarity in terms of the relationship with the Borei Olam, you can't see that. You can't be see that and be alive. Yomer Hashem, Hinei Makom Iti, V'Nitzavta L'Atzur. Hashem says, there'll be a place with me. You will there, you will stand. What do you call it? Sur, the rock, the source. What do you call it? Vayav avor kvodi, and my kavod will pass before you. Samticha benikras asur, and I'll place you in the crevice of the sur. Vizakosi kapi alai, alecha, ad avri, and I will place my hand upon you, protect you until I pass by. Vasirosius kapi, I will remove my hand, and then, what do you call it? You won't see my front. Verisis acharayan, as I'm passing by, kaviyachol, these are all obviously deep secrets. Right, to the Torah, for Mekubalim, for what it called, etc. But again, we're trying to understand as much as we can on the level of Pshat. Vasirosi es kapi, me'avarisis achorai, you will see my back. Ufanai lo yirah, you will not see my front. Next parak, it says, Vayered Hashem be'anan, vayisitzevim Hashem, vayikrav v'shem Hashem. And then it tells over what happily actually transpires. Hashem descends in the cloud, and there he's together with Moshe Rabbeinu, and he calls on the name of Hashem, vayomer Hashem al panav, vayvor Hashem al panav, vayikra Hashem Hashem kel rachum lachanun, erech apayim rav chesed v'yemes, etc. Notzer chesed lafim, noisavum v'fesher v'chata'o v'nakei, etc., 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 etc. The with Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim, the 13 attributes of Rachamim, and Zeh. Vayomer imam tzatzachim be'necha yilech na Hashem v'kirbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu now goes back and says, and if I found favor in your eyes, once again, Hashem, will you travel in our midst? Riki yam k'she orefu, if they're all, they are a stiff-necked people. V'salachta avoneinu v'chaseinu unechaltanu, you should forgive us for their sins with malice aforethought and those mistaken sins, right? And you should continue to guide us. Okay. There's a lot here, obviously, and we can't go into every pasuk, we can't go into every word in any given pasuk, but the two basic things over here. There is a request on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu, Hodzigeni Nas Drachecha, right? Teach me your ways. And then there is another request of Har'eni Nas Kodecha. You'll see it over here in pasuk Yud Gimel, it says Hodzigeni Nas Drachecha, teach me your ways. And in pasuk Yud Ches, this is Har'eni Na Es Kodecha, show me your glory. Okay? Now, let's take a look in the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says as follows: Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yochanan said the name Rabbi Yosi. This is Daf Zayin in Brachos. Shlosha Dvarim Bikesh Moshe Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The three things that Moshe Rabbeinu made a request of Hashem. Right? We're not going to deal with two of them. The third one is what? Bikesh Lahodio Drachov Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Nasan Lo. So Rabbi Yochanan, the name Rabbi Yosi, right? The Tana Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yochanan said the name of Rabbi Yosi, that one of the requests that Moshe Rabbeinu had is that Hashem teach him his ways, and v'natalo, and Hashem acceded to Moshe Rabbeinu's request. Shenemar hodieni na es drachecha, teach me your ways. Okay, so we would understand ostensibly, teach me your ways. What ways are those? So we see, we all know that Hashem taught him the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim. We saw Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum, Rachanun, Erech, Apayim, Chesed. These are the ways of Hashem. These are the Midos of Hashem. This is where Hashem conducts things. It shows how Hashem loves us so incredibly, right? That in spite of the fact that we just committed the Chet Egel, these are the 13 attributes of mercy, they're able to overcome all sin, etc. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, what did Moshe Rabbeinu ask? He said, Ribono Shel Olam, Mipnei Ma Yesh Tzadik V'Tovlo, V'Yesh Tzadik V'Ralo, Rasha V'Tovlo, Rasha V'Ralo. Really? That's the question. Why is it Tzadik V'Ralo? I mean, I understand that you know, this is an important question. But, you know, we're in the process here of almost, the class are almost being destroyed. So let's just take care of them. Let's take care of them. And then, you know, then we could ask other questions afterwards. It's like, you know, it's a great time. Okay, let me ask because I'm going to come with some really cool questions. I don't mean to make light of it, but it does seem a little bit, you know, unusual. And Moshe Rabbeinu asks all the permutations: Tzadik v'Tovlo, Tzadik v'Ralo, Rasha v'Tovlo, Rasha v'Ralo. Four permutations, because the fact is, the Ramban mentions, if I remember correctly, in Shaar Gemul, that if there are only two questions, Tzadik v'Ralo, Rasha v'Tovlo, then you could say, okay, listen, in order to be Zocha in this world, you would be Zocha in the next world, you have to bite the bullet in this world. So for every tzaddik, it was ra lo. So I understand, you pay the price over here, and your olam ba is complete. You record, you don't want to pay the price here, so then your olam ba is not complete. But it's not that way. There's some tzaddikim whose lives are appear to be, what do you call, on the sweets, on the surface, what do you call, the ambrosia and nectar, excuse me for the terminology, and there are others whose lives are appear to be on the surface, leaves Gehenna. And the same thing you find with Rishayim. There are certain Rishayim who appear to be living the lap of luxury. Everything goes their way. Everything is butter side up. Everything they touch turns to gold. And there are other Rishayim who their lives are also miserable. Says the Gemara. Right? Initially, the answer that the Gemara suggests is that the difference is... where is it? Right? Tzadik ben Tzadik is Tzadik v'Tovlo. Tzadik ben Rasha is Tzadik v'Ralo. Rasha ben Tzadik is Rasha v'Tovlo. Rasha ben Rasha is Rasha v'Ralo. The Gemara says, that can't be. Because we have discussed this, had discussion before in Pesukim, it's not possible for a person to suffer for the sins of his father. A grown-up is not shaykh to suffer for the sins of his father. So how can you tell me that a tzaddik v'ralo is a tzaddik ben rasha, the person is a tzaddik, why should he suffer because of his father? The Gemara continues, I'm being very brief, as I said. We got to try and halt kup, because there's not a lot of time to do this now. It's past Katzos on Erev Shabbos. The Gemara then says, the pshat is tzaddik the Tovlo, right, is a tzaddik gomor. Tzaddik v'ralo is a tzaddik she'eno gomor. Rasha v'tovlo, right, is a rasha she'eno gomor. Rasha v'ralo is a rasha gomor. Yofi. Okay, and we could say, listen, we're not privy, you know. It sort of means we look at someone, a tzaddik who's suffering, you know. And I'm like, see, I thought you were a tzaddik gomor, but I guess you're not a tzaddik gomor. Okay, a little difficult. A little difficult, and I'll say just now parenthetically, there's something which we will see later on in this quotation, there's the shlaw here, but I'm going to say the shlaw now already. The shlaw says the pshat is that really the Gemara is not giving a new answer when it says tzadik gomor and tzadik she'enu gomor, rasha she'enu gomor. In context to what it said before, tzadik ben tzadik, tzadik ben rasha, rasha ben tzadik, rasha ben rasha. He's not saying it really materials, he's just explaining it. And instead, it doesn't mean your biological father. It means your previous appearance in this world that's referred to as your father. In other words, the person has been Mizgalgel. In other words, previous lifetime, the soul has been here, right? The soul has been here. And it had issues that it needed fixing. So even though in this lifetime, the person could actually be a tzaddik gomor. But he's not totally a tzaddik gomor because he's a tzaddik ben rasha. In other words, not necessarily that what he called his biological father was rasha, but the time before he had some stuff that needed fixing. So he's called a tzaddik ben, quote unquote, rasha, stuff that needed fixing. And so too, use that model for all the other, the three other permutations. So this is a shlah. The Gemara then continues. Okay, the Baruch continues. Uplig the Rav Meir. And Rav Yossi is indifference with Rav Meir. The Amr Rav Meir, Shtaim Nosnulo, two of the Moshe Rabbeinu's requests. Again, we didn't discuss those. We gave them to him, but that's not our point, so I'm not going to go into them. V'achas lo Nosnulo. And one of them he did not get. And as Moshe Rabbeinu asked the question, he didn't get it. What was that? The one that was Hodeini Nosnulo Checha. I will show my favor to the one that I wish to show favor to, even though he's not deserving. And I will show, what do you call it? I will show my rachamim, my mercy to someone, even though he's not deserving. And that's not something that a person understands. I mean, if you're not deserving, so why are you getting it? No. And he says, as it says, Losu chaluros es ponai. You cannot see my face. Whoa, slow down. I don't understand. These are two different requests on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's Rav Yochanan, B'shem Rav Yossi, is addressing Hodeini Nostrachecha. That was the first request. Because Baruch Hu appears to accede to that. The second request, Hodeini Nostrachecha, as Kvodecha, show me your kavod. To that Hashem says, you can't see me upon eye. So how is Rav Meir now bringing in this latter pasuk, right, in order to prove his point in disagreement with the understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, that that Hashem did answer Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, problem. Continues the Gemara, all discussing these psukim here in Parshas Kisisa, and describing how Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I will place you under my protection, of my hand, Koviyochol, as you're in the crevice of the tsur, as my cloud descends and my covered will pass before you. You will not see the front, because that you can't see that and be alive. Then I will remove Koviyochol, my hand. You will see my back, and says the Gemara, Sirosi is kapi, v'reisis achorai, and you will see my back. Amr of Chana Babizna, Amr of Shimon Chasida Balamed Shehera Hakadosh Baruch Hu Levosha Kesher Shel Tefillin. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu get to see? He saw the Kesher Shel Tefillin. It was the Tefillin in the front. He did not get to see the Kesher Shel Tefillin. He did get to see. Okay. So we have a problem. First of all, just at first glance, just in terms of the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir, we don't have to see that Rabbi Meir disagrees with Rabbi Yossi, right? We don't have to see that he disagrees with him. He doesn't believe in Gilgal, okay? I mean, I think that's something that, you know, we see all the Sefer Yehov, certainly the Ramban explains it. Does it mean that Rabbi Meir doesn't believe in Gilgal? I don't think so. But rather, the idea is that that's not totally sufficient to answer the question. Because there are, that explains some, that gives an explanation to some things. In other words, certainly for Eov, in his case, it opened up a whole new vista for him. In other words, he'd only considered the possibility, if I do good, I get good, I do bad, I get bad. And that's why he had his questions. He said, I've been righteous, why am I suffering? So when he finally gets this answer from Elihu and subsequently the Baruch Shalom himself, suggests this possibility of Gilgal, says, oh, that's a whole new vista. So his question falls away. He's willing to accept that. Right? Beforehand, nothing made any sense. Now, okay, that's a possibility. Says Rav Meir, but it's not the only answer, because there are souls that are designed to go through certain events in order to reach their tikkun. And suddenly souls have to go through a life of trial and tribulation. Other souls go through lives of sweetness and myrrh. Why? Ki lo yirani adam b'chai. That you can't see and still be alive. That's too much. So just in terms of the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi, right, and Rabbi Meir, right, so we could... we could understand it. We could understand it that way. But the fact that Rabbi Meir quotes the pasuk "Suchol Aros as Panai," that wasn't what Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yossi, was saying. He was talking about a different pasuk. He was talking about "Hodeinu Astrachecha." It seems the two are linked to one another. So take a look. The Mor Nevuchim says, "V'kasha bikesh yedias ha'ta'arim u'bikesh mechil ala uma v'nana b'mechilasam." Moshe Rabbeinu wants to achieve atonement for the Jewish people. Hashem should forgive them. After the Chet Ha'egel, Bikish Achakach, Hasagas Atzmo Yisborach. And then Moshe Rabbeinu makes a second request. Koviyochli wishes to comprehend the Ribbono Shel Olam. Vehu Amar, Har'eini Na Es Kodecha. The second request, remember. Na'ana L'mavukash HaRishon. The first, he was answered, right? Interesting, right? So even the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, right, when he says ani avir kol tuvi al panecha, right, that he says is the response to hodeinu astrachecha. That must be combined, but that kol tuvi al panecha is part of the Hashem Hashem kerachem v'chanun. You will see the tov that I give, right? But to see, to comprehend the tov that I give, you can comprehend it, but to see my kavod that you can't see. So the Rambam really, right, God, this guy really shows us that there really is no machlokas, really. I mean, they're addressing really two different points. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. Rameer's right, it's true that Hashem did not give Moshe Rabbeinu a complete answer to all of his requests. But a partial one he did. Let's go a step further. The Torah of Mincha, Rav Yaakov Skili, Talmid of the Rashba, if I'm not mistaken. He says, "Bezui Shelas Moshe Rabbeinu L'Hashem Sh'am Hodeini Na'as Drachecha, Hare'ini Es Kodecha." Two things. Amalei Hashem Yisbarach Lo Sucha Liros Es Panai Liros Asidos Habos Aval Isis Achorai. Interesting, fascinating. He gives us takes us a little step further. He says that in terms of Moshe Rabbeinu being able to see Hashem's Kavod, you can see the back of Hashem's Kavod. What is that? Ra'isis Achorai, as we know, the Gemara told us, what is that? That is the Kesher Shel Tefillin. So the Kesher Shel Tefillin. Says Rav Yaakov Skili, what does that mean? V'lo zazmin levakish rachim ad shodil dechsiv ani avir kol tovia, am Rav Yochanan, gimul dvarim, etc. Right? And what did he tell him? Where is it? He's able to tell him, right, only that which came before. So the Med Rotsa Lomar, Hasidos Abos, Avor Isa Asachorai, Hadvarim Shekvar Avru. In other words, you can see the interlinking of events, events that appear ununderstandable, but how they were all necessary to bring about, right, the present that you can see, but the future you can't see. Let's just think for a second. What is this telling us? In terms of knowing Hashem's drachim, so Moshe Rabbeinu, let's say, according to Rav Yochanan and Rav Yossi, got a global picture that there is a concept, even called Gilgal, etc. He also received the pathways of how to approach Hashem, right, in the future, how to approach, how to reach a rapprochement, kapara, slicha mechila for the Jewish people, Hashem Hashem, kel rachum lachanun, erech apayim, rach chesed ve'emes, etc. Yud gimel midas harachmim. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to be able to see Hashem's kavod, not only just to know the pathways of how to reach towards Hashem, how to climb the mount, as it were, but to actually see with clarity how everything is interrelated, how everything is necessary, how everything really is good. Hashem says, you cannot see the front. You cannot see my panim. A person cannot see that while they're alive, because that essentially eliminates the person, the reason for being alive. Life requires a degree of struggle. When it's totally clear, the ball game's up. There is no struggle. It's so clear. It's so, so clear. They bring the name of the Ramban, that he had a Talmud who was passing away. And he gave the Talmud, before he passed away, a kamiya that would open up all the doors before him. And he said, when you reach the Olam HaEmes, we'll open up all the doors before you. I want you to go before the Kisei HaKavod and ask the Rabbono Shel Olam, right, what class suffering so much in the Golos. And the Talmud indeed passed away and returned to his Rebbe, to Ramban. And he said to him, Rebbe, you're right. The Kamiya that you gave me, right, obviously, very something very special, recalled B'Kedusha, B'Tara, B'Sodos. He says, it opened up all the doors for me. And I got before the Kisei HaKavod, but I couldn't ask you a question because when I got there, there were no questions. This story, right, I think sums it up. If you were to see everything clearly in the future, there'd be no struggle, in which case there's no point to the world of Avoda, Olam Hazeh. You can't see it while you're alive. As Rav Skili says, in the past, the Keshe Shalton, you can see how Hashem is there for the Jewish people, how he was there for the Jewish people in the past, and how everything was necessary. The front, the tefillin, right? Kaviyach, we know, Chazal teaches in the Gemara Brachos, that Hashem's tefillin have within it, just as we have in our Parshas of tefillin, his yichud, right? His achdus, his hashgacha, that he took us out of Mitzrayim, all things pointing towards our love for Hashem. On the other hand, in Kaviyachol Hashem's tefillin, our parshas talk about his love of us that you can't see. Because if you understood that in the future, there'd be no point to being on this world anymore. Similarly, we know in Moshe Rabbeinu, at the same time when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim, we know the famous Gemara in Menachos. Kaviyachol, he saw Kodesh Baruch Hu tying tagim, crowns, onto the letters of the Sefer Torah, and he asked Hashem, what are these for? Hashem said, there's going to be someone who's going to darshan them. He's going to understand how the tag, how the crown, as it were, gives a new meaning to the oath. And he brings Moshe Rabbeinu, who requests to see this taking place. He brings him to the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Akiva. And there he sees Rabbi Akiva darshaning these crowns of letters and explaining that even though, right, explaining tremendous secrets of the Torah and saying, really, it's halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Moshe Rabbeinu is intrigued by this, right? It's halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Moshe Rabbeinu knew it. He didn't know it the same way as Rabbi Akiva, in that Rabbi Akiva was darshaning from the Targum of the Osias, but that's a discussion in its own right. Right? And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asked by Moshe Rabbeinu, I've seen this story, can I see a schar? HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows him, right? I actually skipped something. Moshe Rabbeinu asks Hashem, if you have such a great person, why don't you give the Torah through him and not through me? And Hashem says, shtok, silence. Kach olo b'machshav lefonai. Lefonai. This is my machshav lefonai. You don't get to see my panim. You can't see that while you're alive. My choice of you as opposed to Rabbi Akiva? Shtok, silence. Kach olav machshav lefonai. Moshe Rabbeinu asks him, may I see his reward? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Moshe Rabbeinu, the Romans, measuring out pieces of Rabbi Akiva's flesh in a butcher shop after they tortured him to death. That's the Torah, that's the reward. Shtok. Kach olav machshav lefonai, once again. I need to be brief. So, really, what can I say? I'm going to synopsize, really. This is more of a Shamesh. The Simri Emes. There are more, I'm not doing them justice, but it is late. We see that really, and the more of a Shamesh is Madgish this, and the fact is the more Nebuchim himself, right, he said it. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say, oh, it's a great time to ask Hashem questions. Right? This is all part of how to find a path to be able to gain forgiveness for the Jewish people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu indeed taught Moshe Rabbeinu, Yud Gimel Midas HaRachem, this is how much I love you. Use this. When you conduct yourself, once again, the Shlach says, it's not just not to say the words. When you conduct yourself, with these mitos, these attributes of rachamim, when you are forgiving to one another, when you are there for one another, when you get bent out of shape by somebody as they were slighting you, still recognize their value and want to be there for them, or at least at the very least know how important, right, they are in Hashem's world, then I will also show you those midas harachamim that Moshe Rabbeinu learned. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to see with clarity the Kovar Hashem. Hashem told him, you can't see it. If you see it, then there's no point in being alive any longer. You can't communicate that to Jewish people. They have to believe that it is so good that even all the evil and all the suffering and all the tzadik v'ralo that they see is all really good. That's not something that we can digest in our minds. We can't wrap our heads around it. We can't say on that Tova Amitiv now. One day we will, right? When the game is over. But today we can't. But that's how, really, the interchange or the interconnection, the interlacing of Hodeini Nostrachecha and Haraini Eskvodecha are really part of the same question. They're part of the same question. I want to know you, Hashem. I want to know you completely. I want to know how much you love us, how much you love the Jewish people. I want to know how great is your goodness, which is boundless and boundless. Hashem says the signpost of Yod Gimel Midas HaRachamim, the ability to use the Yod Gimel Midas HaRachamim is by implementing them in action, not just by saying them. If you do implement them in action, when you say them, it will bring out the mercy for the Jewish people. And in terms of being able to see the truth, my glory, everyone must wait. But Be'ezer Hashem, we will be Zoche. All of us will be Zoche Be'ezer Hashem. Hashem should record, should show us Rachamim, and we should all be Zoche to see that one day. And then, as the Gemara says as well, in this world, right, we make on good tidings, Hatova Meitiv, on bitter tidings, Diana Emes. In the next world, even on the difficult tidings, we say Hatova Meitiv. And the question be asked, will it be sad tidings, bitter news in the next world? The answer is no. But then everything will be understood, and retroactively, on everything that we said Diana Emes in this world, we'll say Hatova Meitiv. Hashem should be mezakas, that we should be zochan really indeed to see it. Amen. Have a good Shabbos.